you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Over the past few years, there's been a significant rise in the number of young business owners. Contributing to this paradigm shift is the fact that more Jamaican young people are shunning the traditional 9-to-5 job in favor of their own innovative money-making business ventures. Manager of the Marketing Services at the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, Janine Taylor, explains that the profile of small and medium-sized business sector has changed, especially as it relates to the level of sophistication of young adults with a business plan.
It has been the trend over the last 3 years. We have noticed that more and more young persons are coming in to get information on starting their own businesses. A number of them have a lot of skills, talent, and you'd be surprised to know that some of these persons actually learn the skills online. That has been a big trend, and we have seen a lot more university graduates coming in as well, asking about the steps they need to take to start a business.
Jamaica is currently ranked among the bottom 10 countries in the world with the highest rate of unemployment. With this in mind, many university students are formulating creative business ideas they can pursue or refine. Ms. Taylor tells us the sectors that are most vigorously pursued.
For the most part, we've noticed the trends in the IT-related businesses and the creative industries. Essentially, what we are seeing globally, entrepreneurship, regardless of whether or not the job market is weak or strong, entrepreneurship is something that is embedded in the growing of youth overseas.
Manager of the Marketing Services at the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, Janine Taylor. A number of young entrepreneurs have been reaping success. Among them, owner of Your True Shade, Dan Plummer, says having her own business has been providing her with endless opportunities.
One of my key things for growth is to expand not only locally, but also regionally, and to look at the wider diaspora. So currently, products can be found in Barbados. We had a launch there last year, and been in dialogue with a store in Antigua, as well as a store in Cayman as well. So just trying to expand to the Caribbean and its diaspora.
Ms. Plummer says being an entrepreneur is far from easy, but the benefits make it worthwhile. And to add to the varying opportunities that may be derived from this sector, Minister of Industry and Commerce Carl Samuda says 30 MSME operators with innovative ideas will receive assistance to commercialize their products. He says the project will target new businesses in the sector.
We also will be involved in capacity development workshops to develop 120 MSMEs to design and execute business models. This will improve the ability of MSMEs to access financing. It is expected that at least 10% of the participants will become listed on the junior stock exchange.
Minister of Industry and Commerce, Carl Samuda. So, if you're interested in starting your own business, you may start by visiting the JBDC office nearest you, or their website at jbdc.net, or call 928-5161. That's it for this week's Career Talk. Join us again next time for another edition. For producer Shanari Ferran, I'm Andre Palmer.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit EL Jam's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjable.org.
Children need your love and protection
so we can achieve our full potential.
Work with us and guide us.
Love us.
Don't abuse us.
Spend quality time with us. That's a plus. We are the future.
Children need our love and protection.
A message from the National Child Month Committee.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.